A great coup in the spy trade is breaking your opponent's code.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Britain at one time during World War II had 10,000 experts working to break the German code called Ultra, enabling them to know, among other things, the location of German U-boats. A great disaster in the spy trade is having your opponent learn that his code has been broken. President Roosevelt publicly denounced the Chicago Tribune for letting it become known that the Japanese naval code had been penetrated. It appears that several years ago, American intelligence broke or bought the code used by Iran's Ministry of Intelligence and Security. That was a tremendous help in keeping track of what Iranian espionage was up to, and perhaps what progress was being made in nuclear development. And so you can imagine the reaction when recently the CIA read in a coded message from Tehran to the Iranian spy station in Baghdad that the code had been compromised by the United States. The message said that this had been learned through Ahmad Chalabi, the Pentagon's favorite Iraqi politician. Chalabi denied it and said the CIA was out to smear him. Anyway, he said, how would he have access to such sensitive information as the breaking of a code? That was a point, of course. And so after Iraqi police and American troops had ransacked Chalabi's Baghdad compound, the Pentagon began testing the theory that some drunken official had blabbed to Chalabi. There were reports that the FBI planned to give polygraph tests to an unknown number of officials on the short list of those in a position to know that the United States had broken the Iranian code. All this, mind you, was going on while the CIA was already engaged in a bitter dispute with the Pentagon about who was responsible for misleading the president about the supposed presence of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. One can imagine that CIA Director George Tenet eventually found his position untenable. And while he insists that he resigned for purely personal reasons, personal is subject to broad definitions. This is Daniel Shore.